medical equipment. All of these items are free of charge. For more information, look for them at www.rocklandusmc.com.
And the following program is paid for and furnished by its producer, hosts, and sponsor. And with that, we say it is time for Suez Update with your host, Bill Madden. Good morning, sir.
Thank you, Steve, and welcome to the monthly Suez Update show. And my name is Bill Madden, the Director of External Affairs for Suez Water. I'm really excited about this month's show. We will focus on the Rockland Business Association Green Council. And we have some tremendous guests, and I will introduce them now. First, Mike Shillelagh, the CEO of Shillelagh Architects. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And Howard Phillips, the supervisor of Havistraw, and also today wearing two different hats, the chairman of the Solid Waste Authority, since we're talking about green and conservation. Welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity, Bill.
Okay, Howard. And from O&R, Charmaine Sigliano is section manager with the company.
Pleasure to be here, Bill. Thank you.
So, Michael, first, for our listeners, let's talk about the RBA Green Council, some history about it, what you guys do, the mission statement of the group.
Thanks, Bill. And the RBA Green Council, this is our ninth year. We're real excited about what we've done with the council. We've had seven annual green awards. We've had site tours. We've had educational programs. And our mission really is to educate and advocate to the business community of Rockland the benefits of adopting green principles. And last time we were on the air together, it was sort of a red carpet pre-award gala where we interviewed the winners of our seventh annual Green Awards. They were all dressed in designer gowns and tuxedos. I guess we're a little less formally dressed this morning, but you know, no less an important topic where you know, being green in Rockland County is critical, and I'll get into that in a moment. But what we do at the Green Council is we, as I said, we have these site tours. On June 1st, we're going to visit the largest infrastructure project in the country, Tappan Zee Bridge, mm-hmm. and we have 140 business members of the RBA going out to the bridge, learning what they did to make that construction project more environmentally friendly and more sustainable. And last month, Bill, you were at the educational program with Sunrise Solar, and they told us about the major changes happening to the solar panel industry. But, you know, here in Rockland, we're the second highest tax county in the nation. Mm-hmm. And your listeners could go to the RBA website, rocklandbusiness.org, and download that white paper that explains how that happened. And at the Green Council, our mission really is to come up with some solutions, and the white paper has some significant ways that we can improve that. One of the things is to grow our business sector, and I'm sure all the listeners are concerned about, you know, the traffic and the pollution that comes with business growth. But at the Green Council, we believe that saving energy, conserving water, reducing waste, and improving transportation all make good economic and environmental sense and are critical to the future of Rockland County, and that's really what we've been trying to do for the last 9 years.
So, and Suez, a proud sponsor of the program, and we are working with a variety of different partners in the Rockland to launch what we think is a historic customer conservation program, which will roll out on Tuesday, June 6th. It's like planning a wedding, the amount of time and effort. I keep telling our team that we have 3 weeks left, but 6 weeks of work left to do.
Right, right. We're very excited that you previewed that conservation plan with the experts at the Green Council. We had like a world premiere of the conservation plan, and we had people ask a ton of questions, and I was involved in the task force that helped put that conservation plan together, and we're all excited about it.
And you're right, the genesis of this program, Rockland does have a long-term water supply challenge. We presented a desalination plant that was unsuccessful in its place as part of our rate case that was judged by the PSC in January. They asked us to pursue this very aggressive conservation program. Our partners will be O&R, which we're very grateful for. They have been in the marketplace for, a year and a half with their energy efficiency products, which Charmaine will tell us more about later on. But they have a wonderful website, myorustore.com, and they've been, as part of our partnership, they will now have, rather than us create our own website, we will partner with them and have separate pages on the website for water efficient products, which really makes sense, the two major utilities working together.
That's fabulous, Bill. There's such a synergy between energy use and water use. And last year, we all know in Rockland that our drought conditions led to stage one and stage two water conservation measures in the county. And even though we've had a pretty wet spring, you know, we're concerned about what's going to happen this summer, and this conservation plan couldn't come at a better time.
Our customers and all of Rockland, for that matter, will see this program roll out in the first week of June. And the centerpiece of it is offering rebates on three specific household appliances: toilets, washing machines, and shower heads. Customers will be able to receive a $75 rebate on a purchase of a water efficient water sense toilet, a $100 rebate on a water efficient washing machine, or a $15 rebate on a water-efficient shower head. And the two numbers that we'll be presenting to our customers are both the rebate reward and also the annualized savings on your water bill for using that appliance. So, for example, a toilet, you would receive an immediate $75 rebate on, say, a $200 toilet, which is a pretty substantial rebate.
Yeah.
And then annualized over a year, you'll save another $135. Which is substantial, since the average Rockland bill for the entire water use is about $60 a month. So you're saving 2 months of your water bill by buying upgrading your water efficient to a water efficient toilet. So that's just an example of the things we'll see. Customers will start to realize by participating in this program.
So that toilet pays for itself within a year. Is what
absolutely.
You're saying.
So
someone goes out there, buys this new toilet, and starts saving the water, and takes advantage of that rebate. In the first year, they've already paid for the $135 extra that they've had to pay
right.
for the toilet. And
right.
year two, they're already saving money.
They are. And all that will be rolled out early June. That will be for our residential customers. For our business customers, we are now offering free audits of municipalities, companies that use a lot of water, to analyze their water use and then come back and then offer ways through rebates that they can save water commercially, too. So both the customer and the commercial side will be in full steam ahead come September, come June. Our marketing program will be built around our partnership with ONR, which will include regular emails to our customers. We will have promotional materials on Low HUD and direct mail, and even all of our 90 vans and trucks in the market will have magnets that promote the project. So we'll be really a full court press on letting people know about the program. It's a 5-year program, so there is we have to roll it out and build on it and see what works best in terms of messaging. But the fact of the matter is that Rockland customers will have the opportunity for these rebates in a pretty short amount of time.
That's a very exciting program, Bill. And you know, here in Rockland, as we've all learned with our water issues, that we do a pretty good job, right?
Yes.
We're about 67, 68 gallons per person per day.
Right.
Whereas what's the national average?
About 95.
So we're already doing a very good job here in Rockland County
sure.
at water conservation.
And for example, Westchester is double us, and about 120 gallons per person per day. We're about almost half of that. Rockland is already a leader, and now that's why the PSC is so interested in the success of this program, is because very, very few water utilities have offered this kind of program. We want to see how successful it is.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
The other part of our rate case that was approved in January is developing a customer assistance program, which would offer financial discounts on their water bill and also rebates to customers of need. We, as part of that, we're rolling out two workshops, public workshops, where people can come, both elected officials and organizational leaders and also customers can come and weigh in and also look at the proposed plan. Our next workshop is June 22nd
great.
At 11 o'clock at the Technology Center at RCC. And
that's
there'll
great.
Be a lot of marketing around that if you'd like to attend that and give us your feedback. Or visit our Facebook page and our website. Our Facebook page is Suez Water New York Division. And our website is mysuezwater.com, where we've already rolled out a PowerPoint presentation that outlines the entire customer assistance program. So that's out there as another way of reaching customers to save water. So that's really the highlights of our program.
That's fabulous, Bill. And we're at the Green Council. We're very excited about having Suez participate in these incentives. For a very long time, Orange and Rockland has incentivized businesses and residents to really save energy. And we do a lot of work in our architectural practice called energy performance contracting, where we guarantee the savings. We just did about $7.5 million worth of construction work for North Rockland schools. And they won a Green Award a few years back. And that was all done with an energy-saving performance contract. And it sort of is the same thing you're doing with your rebates on toilets and water-saving fixtures, is that you actually pay for the improvements with the incentives, and then they have a payback of 1 year, 5 years, and these energy performance contracts, sometimes they have longer paybacks, but it really has no impact to the taxpayers, because all the money for these improvements come out of the energy savings, the water savings, and the incentives. So it's real exciting stuff. And Bill, I really thank you so much for this conservation plan, for allowing the Green Council here to be part of your monthly radio show. And we really want to go over to our next guest now, Charmaine Sigliano. I call her the Queen of Green. She's been a tremendous asset to the Rockland Business Association. She has sponsored our Energy Award every year we've been around. And in fact, a few years back, we did recognize ONARA, as well as Suez, and even the Solid Waste Authority, with a Green Award, because of all the great work you do incentivizing Rockland residents and the businesses here in Rockland to save energy, conserve water, and reduce waste. So, Charmaine, thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And please tell us what's new and exciting over at ONR.
So, as you just said, we like to help our customers save energy and money. That's what my department actually does, customer energy services. We provide rebates. And one of the things that I'll focus on is something that Bill mentioned. We have the My ORU store, and we have several measures out on the store that are all energy efficient. You can get instant rebates, so you don't have to send in an application. You don't have to wait. You'll get that instant rebate right then and there. And we've got measures out there like the low flow measures, like clothes washers, where we're hoping we can partner with Suez. You can get a rebate from ONR for the clothes washer, and you can get a rebate from Suez.
Wow.
So it really will be a win-win for the customer. They'll not only save energy, but they'll save water.
Now, a lot of people don't understand the connection between energy savings and water savings. Mm-hmm. What's that about? Like, why are they interrelated?
Interrelated, especially in applications like low-flow showerheads, for instance. If you're using a low-flow showerhead, you're restricting the flow but still getting the same pressure, but you have less flow coming through, so you're conserving water, and you have to heat less water.
So that's where the energy comes
from. So the energy savings comes from the less BTU input that you would need for that furnace or boiler or water heater, whatever you're using to heat your water. And
that's
so
great.
We have rebates on the gas side for efficient equipment like boilers and furnaces, water heaters, and we also have rebates on the electric side for equipment like central air conditioning, heat pumps, room air conditioners. We'll even give you a $25 rebate if you go to a super high-efficiency refrigerator, and we'll take away your old refrigerator and give you another $50 to recycle that.
Wow, that's
so
fabulous.
We really want customers to start thinking about their energy footprint, figuring out ways that they can easily save energy. And one of the real easy ways to save energy is our Bring Your Own Thermostat program, where we'll provide $100 in a rebate towards a smart thermostat. You can go out to the MyORU store. There's several smart thermostats that you can choose from. Those smart thermostats will pay for themselves in less than a year.
Right,
if you can take those recommendations and act on those recommendations for lowering your heat during the wintertime at night, setting it back, and then in the summertime, shut off that central air if you're not at home. You're coming home in an hour. There's an app on your phone. You can go to the app on your phone. You can click on the temperature, and you can lower it right before you get home instead of cooling the house continuously when no one's there.
Right.
And these little behaviors that you can change really do make a difference in your energy bill, and you'll see it.
That's great. And one of the things people have trouble grasping is that, you know, energy costs are going up. And, you know, we always try to tell people, yeah, we want to have smart grids out there. We want to try to be more efficient about it. But one of the secrets is that, you know, if we have smart grids and we have dumb buildings, we're going to pay a lot more for energy. So we need to make our buildings smarter as well with the smart grid, especially, you know, some of the bigger energy users. They pay time of use, so they pay more for a kilowatt hour in August at 2 p.m. than you would pay in January. Mm-hmm. And so you really need to be aware of these things and take advantage of the programmable thermostats and all of the incentives that are out there.
And we have plenty of incentives on the commercial and industrial side for our business customers as well. One of the programs that we're really proud of is our small business program, where we actually go out and we'll do a free energy audit for the customer. So there's no upfront fees at all. We'll go in, we'll look at their lighting, we'll look at their refrigeration, we'll make recommendations. Our partner SmartWatt Energy is the implementation contractor that goes out and does this. We then pay up to 70% of the installed cost of that measure. And most customers, their payback with coming up with that, you know, 30% portion is less than a year and a half.
Right.
And they're getting LEDs, they're getting refrigeration LEDs, they're getting all types of state-of-the-art lighting equipment for a fraction of the cost. And there's even payment plans available. I don't like to say it's a financing, because it's not. It's 0%. So it's a payment plan that they can spread it over 24 months. They're cash positive from day one.
That's fabulous. And we've been trying to get this energy performance contract to smaller users, because big municipalities and school districts can take advantage of that.
Right.
But the small business owner or the small residential owner hadn't been able to. But with your smaller business programs, with your residential programs, now people can save energy, save money, and really from day one have no out-of-pocket costs.
No out-of-pocket costs.
And that's the exciting thing about
it
that.
It is. And then, of course, we have several programs for our larger customers as well. And we'll go out if they're going to upgrade to high efficiency equipment, and we'll provide rebates for them as well.
And our office can be a testament to your programs. We've recommended that to a lot of our clients, and you know, whenever anyone is proposing any kind of renovations or alterations in their buildings, you should reach out to the Queen of Green, because she definitely has a lot of money available. And just by small little improvements in the performance of whether it's an HVAC unit or whether it's lighting upgrades, you really can get that incentive money. It pays for itself. It's really a win-win, protects the environment, and helps us all save some money. I was very excited recently that I got a letter from O&R, and it actually told me how I was doing in my home compared to my other homes in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We call that benchmarking in our profession.
That's right.
And we benchmark our buildings, our residential and our commercial buildings. And I was so excited that they said, hey, Mike, you're doing pretty well in your house, and here's what your neighbors are similar size. And is that coming to the commercial sector as well, Charmaine?
Yeah, we're thinking about, we're actually looking at different products right now and evaluating which ones we think will make sense. And so we're taking a look at the commercial side of things for business customers to kind of give them some tips as well on how they can easily change behaviors and change lower their energy use overall. And one of the things I forgot to mention before in terms of our rebates, our website is www.oru.com/save. And you'll get right to our rebates, whether you're a homeowner, business customer. You'll be able to navigate your way there and find out what we have rebates for.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Charmaine. And while we were on a call earlier, we were speaking to the supervisor of the town of Haverstraw, who's actually also our chairman of the Solid Waste Authority. And he was asking Charmaine at O&R about some of their incentives on HVACs and how efficient some of these HVAC units are. They're actually sometimes two or three times more energy efficient than a standard system.
That's right.
The supervisor up next, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about how someone would go about taking advantage of that.
Sure. So if you go out to our website, theoru.com/save, we provide all of the eligibility requirements for the efficiency levels for different products. So, for instance, a central air conditioner, the baseline for a central air conditioner, I'm going to throw numbers out now, a 13 SEER is a federal baseline.
Right.
We will rebate you if you go to a 16 SEER, because that's a higher efficiency level. And because you have to spend more money to get to that higher efficiency level, I'm going to split it with you. I'm going to say,
that's
you know what?
Deal.
I'll give you $250. Yeah. You go out, you buy the higher efficiency one, and within a couple of years, you're getting that incremental cost back anyway through the energy savings. And the central air conditioner is going to last 15 years. So you're going to continue to get that savings for the next 13 years.
That's a fabulous deal. And that's a great segue to our next guest, Supervisor Howard Phillips, who not only runs a great town, but also is chairman of our Solid Waste Authority, and they're big friends to the Rockland Green Council. So thank you for being here, Mr. Supervisor.
Well, thank you, Mike. And before we get started, you just gave Charmaine a great title. Queen of Green. Where's my title? Like King of Recycling?
That doesn't I don't want to say King of Trash, but
yeah,
you know.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
King of Recycling.
Wait
I like that better. I like
Wait
that better.
Well, let me say, we're extremely excited about what we're doing at the Solid Waste Authority. We have so many new initiatives. Let me tell you about one we just started up, and that is with all the plastic wrap that goes around boats. You see all these different marinas along the Hudson River, yeah. Whether it's in Stony Point, Havistraw, Clarkstown, Orangetown, and all of them have marinas, and they wrap in the wintertime. It's winterizing their boats. So what we started to do this past year, and now we've become a little bit more aggressive, we're allowing you to drop it off at the transfer center in the village of West Havistraw. So you can take that plastic. Now, the average weight of that plastic is about 15 pounds. So think about it. Just the Havistraw Marina alone, which has about 1,000 slips, that means you're talking about 15,000 pounds of plastic that we will keep out of a landfill and recycle, and it will become something else. But that's really, Mike, what our mission is. Our mission is twofold. It's to protect the environment and at the same time reduce the cost to our taxpayers and consumers. And we're achieving both. So really, if you're not recycling, you're part of the problem, and you're costing you and your residents money. So we're urging everybody to recycle. And so far, we've been very successful, and we have a very ambitious program.
And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, because the Solid Waste Authority doesn't give incentives directly to residents or to businesses, sort of like O&R and Suez, but you give a lot of money to our municipalities that people don't realize. When you take that can or that newspaper and you put it in your trash, which goes to a landfill, or you move that over to the recycle bin, there's a huge difference in cost to all of us, to our towns and to our residents and business owners. And maybe you can get into a little of that to encourage people to do a bit more to divert waste from landfills.
Well, Mike, you're absolutely right on. If people look at their tax bill, and I have a number of people that come into me each year and say, what are these charges that I'm receiving from the Solid Waste Authority? Well, here's the thing. If you put garbage, if you put what your waste stream out into a landfill, it's costing you $75 a ton. If you recycle it, we actually make money on many of the recyclables. So what we started up a few years ago was a program, and I really have to compliment the other supervisors, legislators that are on the Solid Waste Authority, two mayors and two appointees from the county executive. We work very harmonious together. But what we do is we offer a rebate back to the municipality. So the more municipality recycles, the more money they get back. The more we can keep your costs that we have to put on your taxes down. And really, we have been on the cutting edge. Let me explain. We just started a pilot program for food waste. As I said before, our goal is zero waste. So what we started at the Farley Elementary, Stony Point Elementary, and Sloatsburg Elementary is a program where the students are going into their cafeteria. Instead of throwing food waste into the garbage, they're now placing it in other bins, and we're using that. And we're going to be expanding this to go out to maybe supermarkets. Think of all the food that goes to waste that isn't purchased. So we're looking not only to compost, but to see if there's a way we could start programs to give to food banks and other types of people in need. So we're very aggressive on that. But I have to say, one of the best programs that we do is our household hazardous waste. Now we all generate...
I love that program.
Oh, isn't that a great program? We all generate everything from when we cut our grass to snow blowers to insecticides, pesticides. This is a program where you can go over to the Fire Training Center, and by the way, we're just a stone's throw from there. You can go over there and you can dispose of all of this. It's not going to cost you anything. You're already paying for it through your taxes. And again, it keeps the environment clean. I remember we used to have a neighbor down the street. He would take his old gas and pour it into the catch basin.
Think of the damage that was being done to the environment. Yeah. Well, so paint cans.
Yeah.
I brought some paint cans with me today to drop off over there.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. But all of this being recycled and reused and dropping the cost to the taxpayer, this is our goal, and I think we're getting there.
We're not there yet,
but we will get there sooner or later.
Well, we're so grateful for that, Mr. Supervisor. I think especially entering into the composting, because if you look at diversion rates around the country, they're somewhere around 20% to 40%, and we're right there here in Rockland County. The municipalities that are close to 80% trying to get to zero waste, they're doing composting. And I know New York City tried a pilot program with composting. It's really a difficult thing to do, and I'm so excited that you have that pilot program out there. I think in the schools is the great way to do it. But if we're going to get to zero waste, we really need to take that next step. And I know Kerry Scales from Solid Waste Authority gave us a little lecture a year or so ago, and we went to Green Meadow Waldorf School where they do some composting right on site. It's not an easy thing to do. I know we do some composting here in the county with yard waste, but it really is, I think, the future of solid waste.
If I can say, I think where we began with the children, getting the children involved, the young students involved, and participating. They then go home and get their parents involved. Right. So I think Kerry has been doing a great job. We have an incredible staff, Anna Rapolo, our executive director at the Solid Waste Authority, but we have a really dedicated group of individuals that have been going out into the Rockland community and educating them on ways in which we can recycle. And I think it's so important that everybody know that if you're not sure, you can go on to our website, and it's very easy, rocklandrecycles.com, and on our website you will see all the different waste streams in which you'd normally dispose of or you used to dispose of in your garbage. And also the way in which we're doing it, we're not source separating at the curb. We commingle, we put it in glass, plastic cans into one bin, cardboard, paper into another bin, so it makes it easy for the resident to recycle. And again, if you are not recycling, you're going to hear me regurgitate this over and over again. You're the problem. You're not the answer.
Right.
Become part of the answer.
And whenever I give a lecture, I always ask people, how many people recycle at home? You get almost 80-90% of the people. I think recycling in our businesses is a bigger challenge, and we can definitely look forward to working with the Solid Waste Authority to improve some of that.
Well, we have another program where Joe DeFrancesco is going out to all the local businesses. So if there any business people out there are listening and you want to know what you can do to help with the recycling in your business, contact us at the Solid Waste Authority, Joe DeFrancesco. He will explain to you. He will actually come out to your business and help work with your staff on ways in which to recycle in your business. I think, we are going to bend over backwards to help any business, any resident recycle, because there's so many benefits, as I said. Not only is it cost reduction, not only is it saving the environment, but it really is going to save everybody money. And then in the long end, we are going to pass on to the next generation a really clean, beautiful Rockland County.
Well, Mr. Supervisor, I really want to thank you for being our guest here this morning, and Charmaine Sigliano, the Queen of Green, and and really to Suez and to Bill Madden. I mean, the Green Council is so grateful for this opportunity to get out there and get our message out there that business is environmentally sensitive, that business does care about our planet and our county. There's so much happening with the Green Council moving forward. We're hoping to implement a green certification program, as I mentioned earlier. We've had 20 or 25 different organizations, businesses, municipalities, and schools that have won green awards. And now we're hoping to take it to the next level, to do some of that benchmarking, to certify their savings in energy, in water, the reduction in solid waste, and the improvement they've made in transportation. So that's a very, very exciting program. With Keep Rockland Beautiful, we have some tours coming up, so any of the listeners out there who are interested in seeing how sites conserve water, reduce energy, and reduce waste, please take a look at rocklandbusiness.org and come to our website. And There's so much more that we're doing. I know we're running out of time, Bill. Is there anything else that Suez or...
We really believe in the important work that you do at the Green Council, and we're pleased to be your partners. And we're so excited to be launching our own customer conservation program with Orange and Rockland on June 6th. Today, the theme was, save water, save energy, recycle. Such important messages in this day and age. So that will wrap up our May segment of Suez Update. I want to thank our guests this month, and we'll talk to you next month.
Can't remember when I felt this right. Loving you the way I do. Made me feel like a shooting star. Shining bright and shining far. I wonder how I ever got along.
AM 1700 WRCR, Ramapo.
This is Adele Teplitz. As you know, my brother claims to be the car king, but we all know my dad is. What he should be telling you is that if you want to junk your old car, call Teplitz at 623-0040. And of course, we all know I'm the car queen.
Looking to junk an old car or appliance? Teplitz Metal Recycling accepts all metal products for recycling, including copper, brass, aluminum, and steel. And they're paying top dollar for junk cars right now. Give them a call at 845-623-0040. That's 845-623-0040. And Teplitz Metal Recycling is a proud sponsor of WRCR and believes that everyone in the county should support a local business.
Hello, Hudson Valley. It's Monday, May 22nd. I'm Jeff Lewis with your WRCR News. Ramapo Supervisor Chris St. Lawrence was found guilty Friday afternoon of 20 of 22 counts against him. It took the jury about a day and a half to come up with the verdict. They agreed with the prosecution's case that St. Lawrence